It's time for boys high school basketball action on WKTN. Tonight, the Hardin Northern Polar Bears host the Corey Rawson Hornets. Your sponsors, Edward Jones, Cal Johnston, FLR Insurance Center, Hensel Ready Mix, HSLC, McCullough Industries, Middlefield Bank, Ohio High Point Career Center, OptiHealth, Quest Federal Credit Union, Stillwater Metal, The Little Chicago Room, The LW Bites World, Sheldon Gas, Cessna Transports, Roof Law Office with Andrew Benchick, Twirl, Mid-Ohio Energy, and Superior Credit Union. Now live, here's the legendary duo of Jim Holman and Bob Simmons.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Hardin Northern High School. We've got regional boys basketball action on tap this evening. The Hardin Northern Polar Bears entertain the Corey Rawson Hornets in Northwest Central Conference League opening action tonight. Corey Rawson comes out 1-1 the year. They've coming off a 48-39 loss to Riverdale on Friday. Hardin Northern is 1-2. They beat Calvary Christian 52-45 on Monday for the first win of the season. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jim Holman. With me is Bob Simmons. We're going to take a timeout, come back to the Cessna Transport pregame show, starting tape with the Corey Rawson Hornets right after this on your region radio, 95.3 WKTN.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Right self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
Hey neighbor, it's us, Middlefield Bank, your community bank right around the corner. We help a lot of people with their banking and lending needs, and that includes local businesses. At MB, we understand what it takes to help you stay one step ahead. Flexibility, solid products, and a commitment to you. Whether your business is small, large, or somewhere in between, now's the time to start planning for success in 2024. Stop in today and learn more at middlefieldbank.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Some might call me obsessed, but if you shop for holiday gifts at Kohl's, you get it. With their friends and family sale, I got 25% off already great deals, like 40% off comfy tech gear activewear. Then I saved 30% on Lego building sets, 30% on cozy Koolaburra by UGG bedding, and earn Kohl's cash. So yeah, I think it's pretty obvious why I love Kohl's, and why you'll love it too. Select styles. Lego and Koolaburra by UGG. Coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. Offers end December 17th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This year, Staples wants everyone to have a happy holla deal. That's right, holla deal. Staples holla deals are amazing savings on hot holiday tech. Great prices on laptops, game systems, earbuds, and more. And now at Staples, you can save up to $350 on select PCs. During Staples holla deals, it's not about the fa-la-la. It's about saving moolala. Save up to $350 on select PCs today at Staples. Ends 12/23. In-store only. See associate for details.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Hardin Northern High School for Northwest Central Conference action tonight, opening night. The Corey Rawson Yellow Jackets come in at 1-1, and the Polar Bears are 1-2. As Jim mentioned, let's look at Corey Rawson. They enter tonight's game having split their first two games of the season. They opened the season on December 1st by downing Horizon Science of Toledo by the score of 61-11. And then on December 8th, they lost to Riverdale, as you mentioned, Jim, 48-39. They are averaging 50 points a game, giving up 29 by their opponents. Also a difficult situation. I think their first two games, they didn't play a JV game.
Yeah, I was going to say, Bob, for the Hornets, it's hard to say where you're at right now, first off, two games in the season. But that would be the predominant story for me for Corey Rawson, Bob, is numbers right now. When you have two games, no JV contest. We had two quarters of a JV game here tonight with Hardin Northern. That's a good thing, making progress in that respect. But, you know, again, you and I have talked off the air. There was concern as to whether we'd have a four-quarter JV game, a two-quarter JV game, no JV game. Rosters were kind of changing a little bit there, and that's not a reflection of anybody. Corey Rawson, hey, you're just trying to work. They're trying to get numbers up so you can give your kids the best chance they can. I was going to say, Bob, but, you know, to compete. But I'm saying more numbers equals more JV games. That's how you get better, Bob. You get better by playing. So you're trying to make it work as best you can so everybody can play and get better at this. This isn't the everybody gets to play, et cetera, et cetera. This is you got to have numbers up there, Bob, so you can have a JV team so you can get kids experience. That's how you get better.
Exactly right. And if you don't play those, then you're just getting off the bus and going to play, and that's very difficult. Situation.
It's tough, Bob, in the near term, like you're saying, hey, we're all used to playing a JV game than a varsity. You talk about that as a coach, what a challenge it is. Flip side of that, Bob, is big picture for a program. It's never a good sign not to have a JV team. I mean, Seriously, you got to have the numbers up there, Bob, to keep this thing going year in, year out. We were talking the year about one of, you know, another program that we know has got, you know, a numbers issue and has three seniors out of like eight players. And you know what?
Know.
That could be a case of, oh boy, you know, when you're losing half your team nearly. Can you bring enough kids up to field the team next year? That's kind of seeing you get those numbers up, Bob, not just now to make yourself more competitive this year, but big picture. Yep.
In the future, you're exactly right. Because these kids have to have experiences. And, you know, this JV game, the two quarters, that certainly helped both squads to have that opportunity, because a lot of these kids probably would not have the opportunity during the varsity game.
Yeah, it's a case, Bob. And, again, here's the thing. Sometimes when you have the numbers issues, again, you know, as a coach, and I've noticed that someone has been around the game for, you know, 51 years, be it 52 here next week or 2 weeks, you know, you force sometimes with numbers you have to play kids who aren't ready, and that hurts you as well. I know there's some folks who have the theory of you throw them in the fire, you try and learn all on the job. That works sometimes. Sometimes it does not. You can set kids back physically and mentally, and you wreck someone's confidence that way. So you want to be able to have that even level of competition. JV kids playing JV kids, varsity kids playing varsity kids, freshmen playing freshmen. Not always the case, but that's the ideal situation. So, again, the more JV games we can get here for Corey Rawson, for all the schools here, don't get me wrong, Bob, the better it is for everybody.
Yeah, and you know, Jim, the fortunate situation at the bigger schools, they get to play freshmen and then the JV, and in those opportunities. But you're right. Some kids look at that opportunity, well, I'm forced to play now, and they take advantage. But if you don't have that experience, it's even twice as hard as it is.
Well, again, Bob, we talk about it all the time. You know, the premier program is certainly in Northwest Ohio, if not the state of Ohio, Ottawa-Glandorf. They got a full complement of JV players, full complement of freshman players. When they get the varsity level, you know, for Tyce McLaughlin, they've played a lot. They've got – they obviously know the system. Bob, it's a big thing. They've all got experience. You're not running guys out there who have never picked a basketball up. That's the goal for everybody. Every program out there, Bob, if you want that, you've got, hey, interest and excitement, get kids involved at every level, from the midget teams all the way up to the high school and the varsity level. That's the goal for everyone.
Yeah, and you talk about that program. They're loaded in the junior high, too. They got three junior highs feeding that high school.
We'll save our Ottawa Glandorf analysis for sometime in February when the Titans go to host the Wildcats at the Supreme Court. Here we got Northwest Central Conference boys basketball action. Corey Rawson in town take on the Hard Northern Polar Bears. We'll take another time in the Sessa Transport pregame show. Come back to talk about Hard Northern right after this on your region radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hensel Ready Mix offers six locations to serve you. In Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all surrounding area sports teams and wishes them the best of luck this season. Twirl in downtown Kenton, your premier shop for all things class. Let us be a part of your dream wedding. Our large selection of size-inclusive gowns will guarantee that you find one that you will love. And to tie things together, we also have tuxedos and bridesmaids' dresses. For our younger customers, we offer homecoming, prom, and ball gowns. Follow us on all social media platforms to learn more today. Twirl is a proud supporter of WKTN Sports.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Join the Morning Buzz weekdays between 8:30 and 8:45 for Jenny's Feel Good Story of the Day. Jenny's Feel Good Story of the Day during the Morning Buzz, brought to you by Ryan Yoakum, State Farm Insurance on WKTN.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Hardin Northern High School in NWCC action tonight between the Hornets and the Polar Bears. And let's look at those Polar Bears. They come into the season having a 1-2 record. They won their last game against Cavalry Christian of Bell Fountain, 52-45. Dropped their first two games of the season, but they had to play Liberty Benton, which is an excellent program, 55-30. And Lipsick is another real good program, 63-57.
Yeah, schedule maker has been kind there for Coach Thomas' team here at Hardin Northern. They did bounce back nicely on Monday. That was a game, Bob, that was in doubt into the fourth quarter. And I think one of the positives there for the Polar Bears was they found a way to make plays, Bob, and get a win. I mean, yeah, Liberty Benton didn't give you an opportunity to make a lot of plays. It's like I was telling somebody, Columbus Blue Jackets, for those who follow hockey, led 5-0 after two periods last night. Get five goals in the third period, which I didn't think was possible. Yeah. And they go to overtime, they win. And the Blue Jackets Twitter says, hey, it's crunch time now in overtime. My response was, when you're up 5-0, there shouldn't be crunch time, okay? What I'm saying is Liberty Benton doesn't give a lot of time for crunch time, okay, when you play that.
No,
you don't get a lot of opportunity to make plays down the stretch. That's the first time this year the Polar Bears have really been in a nip-and-tuck ball game, and they came through. That's a big thing for Hardin Northern.
Exactly. And in that game, Xander Wilson had 20. Mason Stewart had 12. Cooper Thomas had 8. So, you know, some pretty good scoring there. And Cooper Thomas is averaging, per my stats, which are never as good as yours, about 9 points per game. Wilson about 10. So, you know, you got some guys there almost double figures.
And again, Bob, you know, first time we see the Polar Bears this year, so we can talk about it again. Sean Coleman, a 6'4 senior, tears his ACL week 9 of the football season. He would have been a big contributor for the Polar Bears, no question about that, on the floor. You're obviously, we feel terrible for Sean, good kid, like the family. But, you know, you look at the program, I'm sure Coach Thomas wasn't expecting to have Sean missing. You understand what I'm saying? So you're adjusting here, Bob.
No.
Right before practice starts, when one of your most experienced players is knocked out, you know what? You have to adjust on the fly. I think there's still that sense for the kids out there, for Hardin Northern, trying to find your roles and kind of assimilate and how we want to get things done here, given you had the kind of that massive change here, you know, 2 weeks before practice start.
Yeah, exactly right. We had a chance to talk to him in the the Cessna pregame show here, and nice young man to talk to. We'll tell you that Hardin Northern has 3 seniors, 6 juniors, and 1 sophomore. Not a bad mix there.
Not a bad mix, but all again, they had good numbers for that JV game as well,
yep.
So that's a positive. We'll take a time out on the Cessna Transport pregame show. Come back and tell you a little bit more about these teams. Director this on your region radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Since 1917, FLR Insurance Center has been serving the insurance needs of Hardin County. At FLR Insurance Center, we're proud to represent multiple companies to give us options to find the best coverage for your family or business. We can help you select the best coverage to protect your auto, home, farm, business, and life. Give us a call at 419-673-3130. We'd love to evaluate your insurance needs and recommend the best coverage from the best companies like Ohio Mutual. We look forward to serving Hardin County into the future. Best of luck to all area athletes this season.
The LW Boutique in Kenton is your spot for fashion-forward clothing at an affordable price. Located above Twirl, the LW offers a large selection of styles and even personal shopper and styling services. You can find many styling tips and outfit previews on our social media pages and events that we are hosting. Visit us online or stop in for a personal experience in downtown Kenton. The LW is a proud supporter of sports on WKTN.
Sheldon Gas Company of Dunkirk is proud of our area athletes. Every athlete is a fine representative of the great talent we have here in Hardin County. Best wishes for a successful year and continued success for the future. Join the thousands who say no to alcohol and substance abuse. Just say no. This message provided by Folks That Care, the Sheldon Gas Company of Dunkirk.
WKTN.com is your home for news, weather, sports, and so much more. You can even listen to us live. Join WKTN on social media, and you will find tons of information and fun. You can find us on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. Friend us, follow us, and find out what's going on in your area with your region, your radio, WKTN.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Hardin Northern High School. We will tell you in the JV game, the Spares from Hornet Land, the Corey Rawson, won that game 14-8. We'll be back to talk more after these.
Hey there, I'm Ethan, and I'm currently a student at Ohio High Point Career Center in Graphics Design and Media Arts. OHP is all about empowering students like me to reach my goals. I came to OHP because I've always loved doing art, and it finally opened up the opportunity for me to pursue that career. One thing I absolutely love about Ohio High Point is the focus on hands-on learning and real-world experiences. It's not your typical high school. It's an environment where you roll up your sleeves and dive into the exciting stuff that excites you. So join me on campus. Your journey begins at Ohio High Point Career Center.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors. Committed to superior quality, leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situations change? Hi, I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. When we work together, we'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals, and we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 419-673-0937. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Check out Lyle Dean with To Your Health, weekday mornings after the 7:30 weather report. To Your Health is brought to you by Ohio Health, Hardin Memorial Hospital, on WKTN.
Science is not an opinion. People come before pipelines. It's not too late to act on climate. At Earth Justice, this is what we believe. We're a national legal nonprofit fighting for these beliefs in court. Join us at earthjustice.org.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Getting set for the national anthem here at Hard Northern. We're going to throw back the station, come back to starting lineups right after this.
Looking to save money every month? Well, who isn't? With a Quest MasterCard, you can lock in a low fixed interest rate from 5.99 to 11.9% APR for qualified cardholders. You can even perform balance transfers from other high interest cards and save real money every month. Apply online today. Membership and credit score eligibility required. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured. Equal opportunity lender.
OptiHealth Physical Therapy is locally owned and operated since 2001 and is here to help you get back to doing what you love. Our team of expert physical therapists provide one-on-one individualized treatment plans to help you recover and return to normal life. From sport injuries to chronic pain, OptiHealth has the experience and knowledge to help you feel your best. Take the first steps towards being pain-free and schedule an appointment today. Stop in or visit us at OptiHealth.org. OptiHealth wishes all area athletes a great season this year and are here if you need us. Call to learn about our free screens.
HSLC, infinite opportunities. HSLC is a proud supporter of Hardin County area teams. Today's athletes are tomorrow's leaders. The hard work that our athletes put in to perfect their skills will carry over to their adult life and make Hardin County even better. Thank you, area athletes.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
HSLC.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Right self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Hardin Northern High School and tonight's Northwest Central Conference game between the Hornets of Corey Rawson and the Hardin Northern Polar Bears. And Jim, we kind of got a real interesting thing here. We're going to have the lights turned out and they're going to introduce the players with a little banner and people are holding up all their phones. I feel like I'm in the stadium. Remind you that the opening tip is brought to you by HSLC. And the first quarter is brought to you by Roof Law Offices in Ann Benchek. And I'll give you the starting lineups here after I can see them. I can see him pretty well here. Hard Northern's going to go with Mason Stewart. He's a 5'10 junior. Landon Weatherall, the 5'9 senior. Nolan Hobson, the 5'9 junior. Xander Wilson, the 6-foot junior. And rounding out the starting lineup is Cooper Thomas, a 6'1 senior. For the Hornets, they're going to go with Preston Stump, a 6'2 junior. Blake Bame, a 5'9 senior. Wilson Garmatter, who's a 6'2 senior. Grant Wilty, a 6'1 senior. And rounding out the starting lineup is Austin Inbody, a 6-foot sophomore.
Hornets going left to right in the radio dial. Corey Ross in the road green uniforms with the white numerals, gold trim. Polar Bears at home white uniforms with the gold numerals. Black piping as well. Getting set to jump this one off. 8 minutes on the clock, and we are underway. Northwest Central Conference action.
And the Hornets control the tip, and the rocks brought down. The Garmatter has it. Out top, shading to the left side, then spinning back to the right. Dumps it off the Inbody. Cross to Bame. Bame out top. Goes inside. Down low. Lean in. Move. Nicely done that time. Give the first two of the game to Preston Stump. Nice move inside.
Nice little step through there. 2-0 Hornets. 7:35 and counting in the first quarter. Jim Holman and Bob Simmons on your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Stewart passes across to Hobson. Hobson gets it deep in the corner. We got a drive here by Weatherill, and the shot is rejected. Ball comes back out, though, by the Polar Bears. In the deep in the corner, it goes to Wilson. Wilson goes inside. The ball goes out of bounds, but it's going to be retained by the Polar Bears. As Jim mentioned, 2-0 here early on the Root Lumber scoreboard with 7:17 go in the opening quarter. Ball out top to Stewart. Dumps it back out top to Hobson. Then they go back to Stewart. A little pitch and catch there. Back to Weatherall. And then the shot way beyond the three-point line is no good that time by Thomas. Rebound, they'll pull down yet again by the Hard Northern Polar Bears. Done by Hobson. Get more chances, Jim. That helps, doesn't it?
Doesn't hurt, my friend. I'll tell you that.
Out top it comes to Weatherall. He dumps the ball off to Thomas. Thomas penetrates at the foul line. Leans in, doesn't take the shot. Dumps the ball back off to the right by Hobson. Hobson goes left to Weatherall. Weatherall being very, very deliberate is Hard Northern. Try to go inside, and good help defense that time by Garmatter to knock that away.
Yeah, nothing's coming easy so far for the Polar Bears. Real good team defense from Corey Rawson. 6:34 to play in the first quarter. 2-0 Hard Northern on top of Corey Rawson.
Wilson triggers in, out top, it comes to Stewart. Mason Stewart, the junior. Ooh, it goes right side to Thomas. Thomas penetrates at the elbow, then backs it up. Back out top, here comes a long three. Taking that time is no good. Rebound pulled down by Inbody. Here come the Hornets, who lead 2-0 here. Garmatter takes the ball to the left side, then sends back to the right. Dumps it off to Inbody. Inbody over to Welty. Welty dumps the ball back over to Garmatter. Takes the long trifecta, and it's an air ball. Rebound pulled down by Weatherall. Quick run the other way is Hard Northern. Here is Thomas. Back to Weatherall. Weatherall looking over that defense. It dumps it off to Stewart. Then across it goes, and then inside they try to go, but it's deflected away by Stump, and the Hornets come away with it.
Yeah, got to be careful, force that pass down low, Bob. Corey Ross has done a great job of overplaying that passing lane. Got to make sure you got that clean look before you throw the pass down low.
You are exactly right. Out top of there, spinning the ball around. It's over here to the right side, right in front of us by Inbody. He gets rid of it to Garmatter. Then the skip across, and here's a jumper from the left side. That one will not go down, taken that time by Bame. And the Hard Northern Polar Bears, Thomas, gets the rebound. And then a drive to the hole, and pass back out top. Here's an Ace Hardware three. No. Rebound comes down to the Hornets. They're in a run the other way. Here's Garmatter. Dribbles in the lane. Takes the jumper. No, it's an air ball. Run down, though, by Welty, and he can't control it, and it's taken away from him by Wilson. Wilson off to Stewart.
Contrast so far, Bob. Corey Ross has been much more eager to shoot than Hard Northern.
Yes. Hard Northern very deliberate.
Yes.
Then we got a foul called here. That one's, I think it's going to be on Welty.
A little too aggressive there on the block. They're botting up. Hard Northern. The ball is going to stay with the Polar Bears. First foul against Corey Rawson. First foul on Welty. 4:45 to play in the first quarter.
We'll remind you that there will be a Root Player of the Game named in honor of Root Lumber for the home team and a glazed over in Kenton Player of the Game for the visitors from Corey Rawson. Hope you stick around for that. We will be digesting and seeing who that will be. Here's a long Ace Hardware three. No. Rebound pulled down, though, by the Polar Bears. A good job that time by Thomas. Ball in the lane. Shot is taken. We're going to get a charge called that time on Wilson.
Nice job stepping in there defensively for the Hornets. They get up the offensive rebound, but step over and draw the charge. First turnover on Hard Northern. Excuse me, second turnover on Hard Northern. 4:34 to play in the opening quarter. 2-0 the score remains. Corey Ross on top of Hard Northern.
Ball's inbounded. Brought it up court by Carson Reese, who checked into the basketball game. Al Thomas, I'm sure, will be rotating quite often. Out top, it comes in the hands of Welty. Welty has it, tries to penetrate, doesn't have it. Then down low goes to Stump. Stump double-teamed and throws it away. Good defense that time by good trap down low by the Polar Bears.
They're going to get a foul on Stump. They're trying to contest the Polar Bears. They're dribbling up the floor. 4-11 to play in the first quarter. Still 2-0. Corey Ross on top of Hard Northern. That was good team defense by Hard Northern. They're trap on the block, then overplaying the outlet pass and results in the turnover.
Exactly right. Also remind you, there will be a Domino's question of the game. First correct caller of 419-675-2355 is going to get a large one on a pizza from Domino's. Behind the back dribble that time and almost lost, but able to run it down is Thomas. Then down low, here's a nice layup shot made that time by Wilson. Nice pass inside to him.
That was good discipline basketball for the Polar Bears. Nice penetration, little handoff to Wilson. Knocks the game at 2-3:46 and counting in the first quarter.
Stump behind the back dribble, brings it quickly up the court. Penetrating, dumps the ball off. Here's a long trifecta. It's no good that time by Garmatter. Rebound pulled down by Harden Northern. Quickly in a run is Hobson. Spinning to the hole. No. Rebound shot put back up and in, though, by Xander Wilson. Offensive rebound, and he got the put back. At the right place, the right time.
7-3 so far on the glass in favor of the Polar Bears. It shows on the scoreboard now 4-2 Harden on the top. They cash in on that second chance opportunity.
Stump. Almost with that little shove off or that retractable arm. Dumps it off to Reese.
Yeah, it depends how retractable it is as opposed to how the official decides to call it. Yeah.
That's true. Out top it goes in the left corner. Penetrating. Reese doesn't have it. Back out top they go to Bain. They're being a little more deliberate now. Down low in the box. Leaning in. Turnaround jumper. And that one will go down. Strong move that time. By Stump giving four.
Yeah, good strong move by Stump there. Good defense by the Polar Bears. Stump does a nice job of creating some space and knocks down that kind of little half hook shot, that line drive right in the bucket. Ties the game at 4, 2.5 player in the first quarter.
Good descriptor word. It was a line drive. Here's Stewart. Dumps the ball off in the hands of Hobson. Hobson across to Wilson. Wilson had 20 in the last game. And I think we got a block called here. Maybe on 14 is... Yep.
It's going to be on Carson Reese, the 5'11 sophomore, his first team third, 2:19 to play in the first quarter. In by checking back in for the Hornets. Rutt Lumber timeout, 30-second timeout by Corey Ross, and we'll get one too, 2:19 to play in the first quarter. We are tied at 4. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Hardin Northern High School for this NWCC game between the Hornets and the Polar Bears tonight. We are knotted at 4 after that Rutt Lumber timeout. On your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTM. Jim Holman, Bob Simmons bringing you this action.
2-6 for Corey Ross from the floor, 2-8 for Hardin Northern from the field at this point.
25% and 33%.
Yes.
Wow. Good thing I had a good math teacher. Out top it goes in the hands of...
That's a good thing I got a calculator anyway.
No. Cross down low, inside, trying to leaning in and taking the shot as Wilson knocked away from him and it went off his body. So a turnover for the Polar Bears. They had him kind of boxed in that paint, didn't they? Didn't have anywhere to go. In-body's going to trigger for the Hornets. Reese trying to bring it up court, being contested by Thomas, playing really good defense with his body. dumps it off that time, and we got an offensive foul.
Off the ball on Corey Rawson, turn number three on the Hornets.
Yeah, that was a good call. That's the first foul on Peckman.
6 foot sophomore.
Dakota, nice first name. Inbounded quickly to Hobson, and he brings it across the timeline. Shades it on the left side, then brings it back out top and almost stolen. Dumps it off to Thomas. Thomas takes the jumper, high arcing shot, and that one goes down.
First bucket for Cooper Thomas. He's got 2 points, three rebounds. Hardner on top now, 6-4. Minute 34 to play in the first quarter on the Rutland Barreiros scoreboard.
Here's Stump behind the back, dribble in the lane. The runner won't go. Rebound pulled down by Wilson. Quickly ahead to Wetherill. Then they get inside and then back out. No three this time. Penetrating Thomas. Nice jump stop shot put up, won't go. That was a nice jump stop.
Yes, it was.
Little scoop and couldn't get it to go.
Rebound cleared by Corey Rawson. That's Preston Stump. Got the rebound, the 6'2 junior. Final minute of the first quarter.
Bame dumps it off to Inbody. Across Stump. Dumps it off. Back out top. Very aggressive defense by the Polar Bears. Reese has it. Having a lot of difficulty moving the ball. It goes over to Bame. Back to Stump. Coach Thomas happy with this aggressive defense. Foul line jumper is taken, and nothing but net for Blake Bame. Wow, that was a nice move.
Yep, came open off the screen there. Good set for the Hornets. Makes it 6-6 now. 27 ticks play in the first quarter.
Weatherall with the sky. It won't go. Leaned in with the left hand. Couldn't get it to drop.
Well, it was a nice idea, Bob. You don't stop the ball. Take it right to the basket. Shot just didn't go.
In body with the rebound. And the Hornets the other way quickly. Here is Bame. Dumps it off to Reese. Reese takes it to the left side. We're at 8 seconds to go in the quarter. Stump. Stump at four. Stump at two. Takes the jumper. Wow. And that one goes down. Unbelievable move. And we played one here at Hardin Northern High School. It's 8-6 Corey Rawson. We'll be back.
Since 1917, FLR Insurance Center has been serving the insurance needs of Hardin County. At FLR Insurance Center, we're proud to represent multiple companies to give us options to find the best coverage for your family or business. We can help you select the best coverage to protect your auto, home, farm, business, and life. Give us a call at 419-673-3130. We'd love to evaluate your insurance needs and recommend the best coverage from the best companies like Ohio Mutual. We look forward to serving Hardin County into the future. Best of luck to all area athletes this season.
Twirl in downtown Kenton, your premier shop for all things class. Let us be a part of your dream wedding. Our large selection of size-inclusive gowns will guarantee that you find one that you will love. And to tie things together, we also have tuxedos and bridesmaids' dresses. For our younger customers, we offer homecoming, prom, and ball gowns. Follow us on all social media platforms to learn more today. Twirl is a proud supporter of WKTN Sports.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Hardin Northern. This quarter brought to you by Roof Law Office and Andrew Benchek. And what do you have there, Jim?
8-6, Corey Rawson on top. The Hornets 4-9 for the floor, including 0-2 from deep. Polar Bears go 3-11 overall, 0-4 from downtown. 8-4 edge for Hardin Northern on the boards. 3 turnovers for each team. Well played, very competitive first quarter.
You are exactly right. Here we got an elbow jumper. Wow! Hobson says, I can bury that, and he did. Make it 8-all.
His first buck of the night. Then we got a quick foul. It's also going to be a lane Wetherill. Wetherill, the 5'9 senior. A little too aggressive in the backcourt.
He tried to get the ball before the player did and to go through him with it, so they caught him. A little pressure being applied here by the Polar Bears. Full court man-to-man. In-your-face defense. Up court comes Garmatter, and he's having trouble doing it because Stewart's all over him. Go down low, inside it comes to Stump. Stump gets rid of it. Good defense that time. The ball's loose on the floor, and Corey Rawson picks it up. Good job by Inbody. Behind the back dribble by Garmatter. He likes to do that, doesn't he? Out top it goes. Then they go to the left side over to Stump. Then we got a three ball taken. That Ace Hardware three is no good. Rebound pulled down by Hardin Northern's Hobson.
Back he's got up. Three rebounds, tied with Cooper Thomas for the game lead.
Good job by a little guy at 5'9". Got a ball inside, and we're going to count that one. Looks like they are. Nice move inside by Weatherall.
Good, strong finish. The 5'9 seniors, first buck night. Free throw pending. That marks by Mid-Ohio Energy. 10-8, Hard Northern on top. Now 6'3 to play here in the second quarter. That foul was on Austin Embody, his first team first.
Our first Mid-Ohio Energy free throw in the old-fashioned three-point play, and he buries it. Eyes and flies and nothing but net, giving three, and the score is 11-8. Polar Bears over the Hornets. Quickly across the timeline, does Stump come with the ball, and it's knocked away that time by Hobson, but he was able to retrieve it. Having some difficulty, then they dump it off to Garmatter. Takes a jumper in the lane, off the left side, no good. Rebound shot put back up, and that will go. Good job by Inbody to be at the right place at the right time and get the two.
Yeah, Coach Thomas there is shaking his head there for Hardner, and they do a great job. Defend that play as well as you can. They just can't close out the possession by getting the rebound.
11-10 on the Rude Lumber scoreboard, 6:21 to go in the second quarter. Go inside, down low, turnaround move. Nice move in the paint by Wilson, wouldn't drop though. And, wow, losing his shoe was in by him. Boy, he went skidding quickly. He throws the shoe over to the side. Down low it goes to Bain. I don't think I'd want to. Well, he does have a brace on. Out top it comes to Garmatter.
So now I can't stop looking at his foot to see if it's getting stepped on.
Yeah, exactly.
Bang!
Wow. Got another shot taken, made by Stump. Now they're going to stop and let him put his shoe on.
8 points now for Stump. Yeah, officials called timeout here to allow the man. We call it equipment adjustment as in put the shoe back
and
on.
He went sliding, Jim, and then he just took his shoe and threw it to the bench.
Yeah, he went down. I was afraid he was hurt or something, but noticed there with the foot. Yes, yeah. Bob.
We will tell you there will be a Domino's question of the game. First quick caller, 419-675-2355. You're going to get a large one item pizza. Listen to after we go off the air for that big-time question and win that pizza. Out top in the hands of Sutton, who's in the game. He's a 6'4 junior. Comes in off the bench behind the back, dribble by Hobson. Dumps the ball off to Stewart. Trying to penetrate inside. They get it back to Hobson. In the lane, passes down low, and the ball, I think, is kicked.
Yeah, good job by Corey Ross, and they're collapsing down on the block. Boosts the ball out of bounds, so the violation will keep the ball with Hard Northern. 5:25 to play here in the second quarter, 12-11. Corey Ross on top of Hard Northern.
Trigger name is going to be Wilson. Gets it inside, a shot that kind of fallen away, won't go down for Hobson. And away comes the ball with the Corey Rawson. Stump got it, and it's stolen by Stewart on a great play.
Here just comes the fourth Corey Rawson turnover. Hard Northern with three.
Weatherall gets in the corner. Here comes Sutton. He dumps it off. Here's a long trifecta. Will not go down. Another missed Ace Hardware. That one was taken by Weatherall. Rebound pulled down by Bame of the Corey Rawson Hornets. Across it comes to Garmatter. Out top in the hands of Bame. Bame shades to the right side, then dumps it off to Stump. Stump in the lane. Jumper at the foul line. That's his move, but he didn't get it dropped this time. Rebound by Wilson. Bringing it up is Weatherall. 4:33 to go. 12-11, Corey Rawson. And we got a foul on the drive that time. If it had been the NBA, they would have given Wilson the two.
Won't give him the continuation on this one, but foul on Corey Ross. This could be on Stump, his second team second.
Newton checks in for the first time. He's a 6'1 sophomore, and also back in the game is Cooper Thomas.
Yeah, see that whistle blow. I saw Al Thomas there from Corey Ross to go over and grab a sub. He knew it was going to Stump. He was going to be second. Was going to have him sit down for a little bit here with the foul trouble.
Yep. Back out top in the hands of Weatherall. He dumps it off to Sutton. Sutton skips right side, faking the three, then penetrating, but no shot taken. Back to Stewart. In the corner, Sutton. Almost lost the handle, but was able to run it down. Pass in the lane. Driving down the lane and then dumping the ball off it comes. And then a spinning move and a scoop shot up in. And it is in. I didn't want to give it to him, but I thought he had it. Nice job leaning in. Get that. That ball went around like a spinner, didn't it?
Cooper Thomas there with the bucket.
Shot taken no by Reese, and Hard Northern away with the rebound. Here's Thomas again.
Yeah, Weatherall cleared that rebound for Hard Northern. Polar Bears on the basketball, a 13-12 lead halfway through the second quarter.
Thomas behind the back dribble, then dumps it back outside to Weatherall. He penetrates, gets the sky. Little roller off his hand, no good. Ball's loose on the floor. Coming away with it is Bane. Quickly ahead to Garmatter. Out it comes, right side, right below us to Bain. Back to Reese. Deep in the corner, driving down from the left corner. A nice move that time by Welty.
Yeah, a couple things there. I thought Harden did a good job recovering Bob, or they kind of got out of position. They were trapping and had to work their way to the open man. And then basically got the ball to Bain, who was the last man standing there. He did a good job attacking the basket and getting the layup. I thought both teams handled that situation about as well as you could expect.
Here's the long Ace Hardware three taken again by Weatherall, and they missed that one. Ball goes out of bounds, and the Corey Rawson Hornets will get it back with 2:54 to go.
Knock on wood, but I'll use the phrase, Bob, fast-moving first half.
Yes, it is.
Usually you say that the game slows down, so we'll see if I'm wrong this time. But quick moving here, just seven combined turnovers, not too many fouls.
Well-played game.
Yep.
Stump having trouble getting it across the timeline. All over him is Hobson. Stump still has a rock. Dumps it off, though. Now this time it comes to Garmatter. Gets it back, an elbow jumper. And that one goes down for Bain. Nice-looking shot from the elbow.
16-13 now. Hornets by three. 2:29 to play here in the second quarter.
Up court it comes. Stewart has it. Shading to the right side. Gets a nice screen from Wilson. Thomas. Thomas to the hole, puts it up, won't go. Nice strong move, we got a foul call. I believe it's on Thomas.
Yeah, again, Bob, you like the move. Shot just did not drop. Fouls could be on Cooper Thomas.
His
first, team second. 2:14 to play in the opening half.
Pressure being applied by Harden Northern, full court again. Having trouble getting it in. They do finally, in the hands of Stump. Polar Bear still applying pressure. Hobson, double team here. See if they get out of this, and they do. Good job by Corey Rawson. A great job of deflected pass that time by Newton. Here comes Harden Northern the other way. Pass inside. The ball's loose on the floor, and we got a foul called.
It's going to be on Stump, his third, team third. Situation there, Bob, where Al Thomas there from Corey Rawson rolls the dice over, puts Stump back in the two fouls. You wonder if that wasn't done because they have low numbers, Bob, trying to make things work. Just did not happen that time. Rutland timeout. We're going to keep it here. 1:53 to play in the half. Harden Northern call that timeout.
Yeah, you never know what to do with that, Jim, because I remember coaching, it's like, well, they have two. Now, if there's about a minute to go and they have two, I try to get them out. But you never know because the kids know that too. But now he's going to have to set probably – now he can start the third quarter maybe. Yeah, you think, go back in. Oh, you just got your third. Now you're coming back out. 16-13 here at Harden Northern High School on a Friday night here in the Northwest Central Conference. Had a two-quarter JV game that was won by the Hornets, 14-8.
There's always that spot pop, like you said. How much do you rest them for when you take a guy out with foul trouble? I mean, you have some let you play through the two fouls. Again, is 2 minutes in the second quarter more important than 3 minutes in the fourth, et cetera, et cetera. If the game was out of hand, the fourth quarter doesn't matter, et cetera, et cetera. So lots of decisions coaches had to make.
Yep, he's got 8 points. That's probably why. Nice move in the lane with kind of a floater by Wilson, giving him six, and it's 16-15. That was a nice move.
As Bob would say, good timeout there. Harden comes right out and scores after Coach Jared Thomas takes the timeout. You gotta be careful about saying Coach Thomas. We're deep at Coach Thomas tonight.
I know, both Thomas.
Yeah, exactly.
I should have asked if they were related. I forgot to when I was talking to him. Out top in the hands of Garmatter. He takes the jumper. No. Rebound pulled down by Wilson. And he's bringing it quickly the other way. And he spins, goes to the hole. The runner, no, blocked that time. But I think they're going to get a foul on Welty. He blocked it, but he got a little body too. Yeah, it's going to be on him. So we're going to get his second foul. We're going to get some Mid-Ohio Energy free throws. And of course, Al Thomas says, did he get him? I thought he blocked it.
Fourth team foul on Corey Rawson. Again, Bob, with Corey Rawson, the numbers where the foul can add up a little bit more quickly for teams that don't have the depth.
Eyes and flies. The first free throw does Xander Wilson. He's a southpaw. He's a lefty, and he buries that middle high energy free throw.
7 points.
Always wanted to be left-handed.
Leads the Polar Bears with 7 points. Knots game at 16.
Wilson. Eyes and flies, nothing but net. Harden Northern unofficially, my book, perfect from the foul line.
3-3 from the cherry stripe. They have a 1-point lead. 17-16, four straight points for Harden Northern.
Garmeyer finally gets it across him, but I'll tell you what, Newton was all over him. Out top, it comes at the elbow. Here's a jumper. That one won't go down that time by Peckman. Here come the Bears the other way. Quickly, Hobson skips it in the corner, then back out top in the hands of Wilson. Down the lane he goes. He takes the shot, kind of goes out of bounds, and officials looking for some help, and they're going to say, yeah, he didn't see it. So the other officials said, we'll go this way then.
Yeah, they're going to say out of bounds. Last touch by Harden Northern. 47 ticks to play here in the first half. Corey Ross, the basketball, 17-16 lead for Harden Northern.
Yep. Good basketball game here tonight in the Northwest Central Conference. In the backcourt, Garmeyer, and he's having, I'll tell you what, they play good defense, don't they? Having a lot of trouble. He did get it up and dribbled between his legs a couple times. Back in the corner, he gets the ball back. Looking over this D is Garmeyer. We're at 26 seconds to go in the second quarter, 17-16. Gets rid of the ball quickly to Bame. Bame almost lost it. Then they go deep in the corner to Reese. He goes down the baseline, dumps it inside, except the problem is Wilson stepped ahead and stole it. And here they try to get a fast break opportunity to Newton, but he loses the handle. Not a real good pass.
9 seconds to play here in the opening half. I will say this is where you see Preston stump back in for Corey Ross. That last trip, you really see how much they miss his leadership offensively, where Corey Ross was a little bit lost out there and Harden Northern really attacked. Now, again, Coach Thomas, Al Thomas, having Corey putting Preston Stump back in the game for the final 10 seconds here of the half.
Here's Stump spinning, Stump leaning in, and Stump's fouled. He is very athletic with his 8 points.
Yeah, I think that's the case, Bob. Again, with 3 fouls, you take that chance on offense because, hey, you know what? Where the eyes can pick him an offensive foul.
Yeah, I'm sure he was probably reminded on his way in.
Yeah.
Do you like playing? It was on the floor. Okay. 1.5 seconds to go, and Stump's double-teamed. I don't think he's going to get the ball. And they got a hold. That one's going to be on, I believe, Thomas.
But that's fine, Bob. Again, you had the foul to give.
They got fouls to give.
I was going
to
say, you had 5. That's the team foul number four in the quarter. So you know what, Bob? We talk about how they reset every quarter. So you may as well use one right there.
Yep.
I think ideally Coach Thomas from Harden will let him inbound the ball, then foul. Run the top of the clock. But.
And what do we got here? A hold?
This one he probably did not want.
Yeah, they're going to foul on Hobson. Now we're going to have some free throw tosses.
Now it's the double bonus. Yeah, Bob, that's the not the foul we want with 1 second left here in the clock.
Yeah, you don't want to give him a chance. That was from 1.5 to 1 was So a couple of mental energy free throws upcoming here for Wilson Garmeyer. Don't even have to put the little thing for 1-on-1 anymore, do you? Eyes and flies and in and out. Stuff's going out.
As I expected, I was going to say Al Thomas there runs Austin Embody to the scores table quick, and we're going to get Stump off the court on defense for the final second here of the second quarter.
Second middle high-energy free throw for Wilson Garmeyer, 6'2 senior, eyes and flies and nothing but net. And quickly in, and a long shot, the buzzer won't be any good, and we have played 2 here. We are tied at 17 at the half. We'll be back after these.
What if your student could be more than just a high school graduate? What if they could be a talented filmmaker, an extraordinary chef, or even a tech guru? Ohio High Point offers hands-on career education to help your student reach their goals with a pathway to employment, enrollment, or enlistment. With 16 programs on our campus and several programs at our partner high schools, OHP is here to empower students to become career-ready with hands-on learning and real-world experiences. And the best part? It's completely free. Learn more about Ohio High Point and how to enroll at www.ohiohighpoint.com.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Harden Northern High School, and we are in the Superior Credit Union halftime show. And we're kind of like we started. It was 0-0. Now it's 17-all. So let's look at what we have here.
Corey Ross at 8-19 from the floor in the first half. 0-3 from deep. Harden only goes 7-22. 0-6 from three-point land. Harden earned the 13-12 edge in the glass, 5 rebounds for Xander Wilson, 3 for Nolan Hobson, 3 for Cooper Thomas for Harden Northern. Corey Ross has got 3 rebounds from Austin Imbody and Preston Stump, and 2 each from Blake Beam and Wilson Garmotter. Turnover, 6 for the Hornets, 3 for the Polar Bears. Then from the foul line, Harden Northern a 3-3, Corey Ross in 1-2.
0-9 for both teams. Ouch. Let's look at the scoring for the first half. Corey Rawson had 5 people score. 1 point by Wilson Garmotter. He made 1 out of 2 from the line. Made one of those mid-Ohio energy free throws. 2 points apiece for 2 players, Grant Welty and also Austin Inbody. 4 points the first half by Blake Bame. And the leading scorer is no surprise to us with 3 fouls and used very judiciously, I think, and getting him out of the game so he didn't get number 4. And that would be Preston Stump, the 6'2 junior. He has 8 on 4 baskets. For the Harden Northern Polar Bears, they had 4 people score. 2 points by Nolan Hobson, 3 points by Landon Weatherall, 4 points from Cooper Thomas, and leading them in scoring, tying Preston Stump, is Xander Wilson. He has 8.
Spirit Creighton halftime show tied at 17. Corey Rawson and Harden Northern. We're going to come back to some of the games around the area tonight. Right after this on your Region Radio 95.3 WKTN.
RDC, P2P, A2A, mobile wallet, money desktop, mobile pay, bill pay. Need we say more? With Quest Federal Credit Union, we offer more free products and services that keep you mobile, agile, and in control of your finances. Download the free Quest FCU mobile app for Android and iOS today. Membership eligibility required. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured. Equal opportunity lender.
Opta Health Physical Therapy is locally owned and operated since 2001 and is here to help you get back to doing what you love. Our team of expert physical therapists provide one-on-one individualized treatment plans to help you recover and return to normal life. From sport injuries to chronic pain, Opta Health has the experience and knowledge to help you feel your best. Take the first steps towards being pain-free and schedule an appointment today. Stop in or visit us at optahealth.org. OptiHealth wishes all area athletes a great season this year and are here if you need us. Call to learn about our free screens.
At My Great Clip Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details and clip notes so you can get the look you love at any Great Clip Salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut, that's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a Great Clips Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Sheldon Gas Company of Dunkirk is proud of our area athletes. Every athlete is a fine representative of the great talent we have here in Hardin County. Best wishes for a successful year and continued success for the future. Join the thousands who say no to alcohol and substance abuse. Just say no. This message provided by Folks That Care, the Sheldon Gas Company of Dunkirk.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Harden Northern High School and the Superior Credit Union halftime show. And as Jim mentioned, let's talk about some other games. We're a little early here. I probably shouldn't say that, should I? But probably no one else has started. But Ridgemont travels to Ridgedale tonight. The Rams of Upper Scioto Valley travel to Waynesville Goshen to take on the Tigers. That might be a pretty good game. Ada hosts Columbus Grove. That could be a tough one for the Ada Bulldogs. Kenton hosts Delida. That's always an entertaining game. So that's in Kenton, so that should be a good one too. And Riverdale hosts the Pandora Gilboa Rockets.
Yeah, interesting games tonight, Bob. League play firing up basically for, I think, for all the local schools there, Bob. I know Northwest Central Conference play here for Upper Scioto Valley, Ridgemont, you know, as well. Mentioned Harden Northern Kenton. That's the Western Bucket League opener for Ryan Miller's team taking on Elida. And that's Blanchard Valley Conference play for Drew Hobensack's Riverdale Falcons. They come to Kenton tomorrow night. You'll have that one on WKTN. Hopefully that's a good ball game there, about 7 o'clock or so for the pregame. On WKTN in the afternoon, we've got Arlington taking on Harden Northern.
That should be a good game, too.
U.S. 68 robbery there, Bob. So yep. We shall see how these games play out. So early in the year, Bob, to tell exactly how good teams are. You're still not 100% sure because you got folks still maybe working out their getting their sea legs back after the fall sports with soccer and cross country.
Yeah.
And football, et cetera, et cetera. And the non-conference portion of the schedule for a lot of teams starting to work their way into league action just in time to take the Christmas break.
Exactly, and you talk about that. Girls a little bit head start. I was looking at a paper the other night. I think Ben Logan's played 7 games already. So 7 of their 22. And, of course, they played like 4 or 5 when we had them on the radio.
Actually, 8. They're 6-2.
Oh, they won.
I was going to say, 8 games.
Wow.
Eight games, Bob, is the middle of December.
I know.
Again, that's how it breaks sometimes, Bob. Again, I don't know the scheduling contours of Central Buckeye Conference. But, you know, if you're going double round robin or anything like that, you have 2 leagues, and maybe you're playing 2 in your division, 1 in the other. You know, you got to make concessions in terms of scheduling. You know, so sometimes you can make some interesting schedules early on. But yeah, like I said, that's kind of thing. It's like, hey, you just start to get into it, Bob, then Christmas break rolls around.
Yeah, and exactly. And it's you're right. You get it going, and then it's like, oh, we're break, and you're not going to play. What New Year's is on a Monday.
Yeah, they maybe get 10 days off.
Yeah,
or something,
10 days
again,
off.
Athletes are creatures of habit. So, just you're starting to get into rhythm, you wind up breaking it up. Halftime here, Spirit Creighton Halftime Show. Hart Northern, Corey Ross, and tied at 17. Bob and I are going to come back in the third quarter right after this.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Right self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
Hey neighbor, it's us, Middlefield Bank, your community bank right around the corner. We help a lot of people with their banking and lending needs, and that includes local businesses. At MB, we understand what it takes to help you stay one step ahead. Flexibility, solid products, and a commitment to you. Whether your business is small, large, or somewhere in between, now's the time to start planning for success in 2024. Stop in today and learn more at middlefieldbank.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Hart Northern High School during the Superior Credit Union Halftime Show. The Polar Bears have come out of the locker room in this 17-17 draw here, as well as the officials. It'll be interesting to see what happens here in the third quarter. Certainly, if you're Jared Thomas, you probably would like to go at stump a little bit, because if you get stump out of the game, you're going to get the offense out of the game.
Yeah, I think there was a marked difference when Preston Stump was on the floor versus when he was off for Al Thompson's Corey Ross and Hornets. I think that's an issue. And again, I think, Bob, with Corey Ross, the numbers being a game they've been playing this year, how comfortable are they playing that? And what I'm saying is, you know, something I've talked to some of my people, you know, off the air, you know, Van Loo football always has no numbers, but they always make it through 10 games. They seem to know how to do it. What I'm saying is some schools can understand, hey, we've got short numbers, so we have to make some concessions in terms of how we're doing things. And so we shall see, Bob. What I'm saying is that it's easy for us to sit back and say, hey, you do X, Y, Z, but hey, you know what? But then I'm saying, hey, we're going to press, we're going to do this. But, well, if we only got 7 kids and, you know, we only had 5 who didn't play the JV game, that – it changes things a little bit. You know,
yes,
so
it does. Yes,
so we
it
shall
does.
See again here. We're at the Spirit Creighton Halftime. We're going to sit for the third quarter again, brought by HSLC. And the third quarter sponsor, Bob, is?
Roof Law Offices and Andrew Benchek. And I said the other night, I need to meet this Andrew Benchek. I say his name often, at least 4 times a night. I have to get out and get over to his law offices and meet him. The Ross, Corey Ross and Hornets will get the rock first. They give to Garmotter. He dumps the ball off to Bame. Bame to Mr. Stump. He's got the rock. Dribbles between the legs very, very, very casually. Has the ball. Dumps the ball off to Welty. Back to Peckman. Then deep in the corner goes to Stump. Stump says, no, I don't want it. He dumps it to Bame. Then we go left side. Back out top. It comes to Garbotter. He penetrates. Back across the top and then gets it in the corner. Here's a long trifecta. It is no good that time by Garmotter. Rebound pulled down by the Polar Bears. Wetherill quickly ahead the other way, penetrating. They went right at Stump, too.
Oh, yeah.
Out top it comes to Stewart. Stewart dumps the ball off to Wilson. Xander Wilson has it, then says, no, I don't want it. You take it back, Stewart. Stewart being the floor general out there directing traffic. He's shading to the right side beyond the three-point line. Dumps it off to Hobson. Skips it quickly left to Wetherill. Then back out top yet again to Stewart. Then they go inside. Pass down low, and no shot taken. Here's a long three ball, though, and that one will not go down that time by Hobson. But Harden Northern pulls down yet another rebound by Stewart.
Yeah, good work in the offensive glass for the Polar Bears. Keeps his trip alive. 6:35 to play in the third quarter, tied at 17. Jim Holman and Bob Simmons on the 95.3 WKTN Northwest Central Conference Boys basketball play.
Here's a drive to the hole. Wilson, he lost the handle. The ball's loose on the floor, and Corey Rawson comes away with it. Garmotter, behind the back dribble, across the timeline, has the rock. Dumps it off to Stump. Stump leaning, but being very careful with those three fouls. And lost the handle, and it's taken away that time by Thomas. Quickly ahead, a drive to the hole, and that's going to be, he wanted to call the foul, but he didn't have his whistle in his mouth. A block on Corey Rawson that time. Kind of stuck himself in there quickly and didn't get it done. So yep. I think it's Welby again.
Yep, strong drive there for Wilson. He's got 2 minute Ohio Energy free throws coming up. Polar Bears 3-3 from the cherry stripe tonight.
And Xander Wilson's trying to surpass Stump's 8 and become the leading scorer in the game. Mid-Ohio Energy free throw. Xander eyes and flies. It's off the back of the flange. Missed that first Mid-Ohio Energy free throw. A second opportunity. Points that left foot. That's kind of a unique style there. And then realigns the right. It's kind of on an angle. Shoots on an angle. Eyes and flies, and that one's no good. But the rebound is put back up and in by Thomas. Give him 6. Nice job of getting the rebound. They didn't check him out, Jim.
Yep. It's a little fundamental basketball. Bob, 6 points and 5 rebounds, and a steal off the press for the Polar Bears.
An inside shot again is put up and going to the line. Some middle high energy free throws is going to be Cooper Thomas. Yeah, they didn't do a very good job of stepping to the basketball and stolen away by Harden Northern. That pressure's taking a little toll. Middle high energy free throws upcoming for Cooper Thomas. Eyes and flies and no good. We're 0 for 3 from the line here to start the third quarter.
Yeah, 3 of 3 in the first half, 0 of 3 in the second half there for the Polar Bears.
Cooper Thomas, middle high energy free throw, lets it spin and lets it fly, and nothing but net that time. He stopped that, 1 of 4 in the quarter. He has 7 points.
7 points, 5 rebounds for Cooper Thomas. Xander Wilson, 8 points, 5 rebounds to lead the Polar Bears, and they have a 20-17 advantage. Root Lumber timeout by Corey Rawson. We're going to get 1-2. 5:37 to play here in the third quarter. It's Harden Northern 20, Corey Rawson 17. We'll be right back.
Looking to save money every month? Well, who isn't? With a Quest MasterCard, you can lock in a low fixed interest rate from 5.99 to 11.9% APR for qualified cardholders. You can even perform balance transfers from other high interest cards and save real money every month. Apply online today. Membership and credit score eligibility required. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured. Equal opportunity lender.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Harden Northern. We'll remind you there will be a Root Lumber player of the game. That'll go for the Harden Northern Polar Bears. And a glazed over in Kenton player of the game for Corey Rawson. Stick around to hear who that's going to be. Corey Rawson inbounds it after that Root Lumber timeout to not get caught in a trap again. And almost losing a handle that time was Garmotter. Over to Bame. Bame in front of the Corey Rawson bench. Hands the ball off to Garmotter. Stump kind of luring around here. And the pass goes over to somebody I'm not sure. It must have been the invisible guy. Goes out of bounds, and Harden Northern will get the turnover.
Turn number 9 on Corey Rawson. Just 4 for Harden Northern. 5:13 to play in the third quarter. It's Harden Northern 20. Liberia scoreboard.
Ashton Montgomery checks in for the first time. I have not seen him yet.
Can yeah, give a I was asking the young man the same question you had, Bob. Who was that you were throwing to?
Yeah, exactly. The invisible man, I guess. Here's Weatherall dumping it off. Hands off to Wilson. Wilson goes, passes in the corner of Weatherall. He penetrates and spins, almost loses the ball. And I think we got a foul called here. That's going to be on Garmotter.
Third team foul already for the Hornets here. 4:56 playing the third quarter.
I smell some middle high energy free throws here real soon.
Well, this again, with the way the game's changed, Bob, in terms of the fouls in the quarter, I mean, if you're hard on, you try and be a little more aggressive and attack the basket, see if you get a couple fouls and, you know, get free throws at five, is what I'm saying. Five fouls, get your free throws in the quarter.
Down low they go. Thomas lost the handle. Ball's loose on the floor, and Corey Ruston comes away with a good job by Bain. Quickly ahead in the hands of Garmonter. He gets rid of it. Here's a jumper from the left corner. It's no good. Rebound pulled down that time by Wilson. Quickly ahead comes Harden Northern. Here's Hobson to the hole. No. Rebound shot put up on the other side by Thomas. Thomas seems to be at the right place at the right time.
9.6 rebounds for Cooper Thomas. Leads up to 5 now for Harden Northern. 22-17 Polar Bears on top. They score the first 5 points here of the third quarter.
Stump hadn't seen the ball a lot, and they're double teaming him. Dumps it off to Peckman. Stump trying to get it back and does. He takes the long trifecta, and we got the first Ace Hardware three of the game, and Preston Stump gets it. He's got 11. That was a confident shot.
Yes, it was. Game high 11 points. That makes it 22-20. Harden on the top, and the Polar Bears with the basketball.
Yep. In the hands of Hobson. Hobson dumps it off to Wetherill. Go down the lane, penetrating, back out. The faking the three, and Wetherill penetrating. Ball's loose on the floor. To the hole, the layup. Driving layup by Hobson. Give him four.
Love his aggressiveness there, Bob. Makes it a four-point hard-earned lead, 24-20. 3:30 to play here in the third quarter.
Cross to Stump. Stump being heavily guarded. Goes to the hole, and we got a foul call. That's going to be on Wetherill.
He is second team. First 3:26 play here in the third quarter.
Also reminded, there'll be a Domino's question of the game. First correct caller, 419-675-2355. Large one-item pizza for you. Wait for that after we go off the air. Out top to Stump. Stump with the rock. Kind of looking over the situation here. He's played the whole quarter with three fouls. Over to Montgomery, who just checked in. Here's an elbow jumper. Very nicely done that time by Peckman. His first two.
Yeah, I like that sequence. Real good discipline there. And we got the other end of the floor. Strong drive, Bob.
Wow.
By Wilson and the foul by Peckham there. And it's going to say a three-point play. The old-fashioned way opportunity now for Harden Northern.
He's been very aggressive, and it's that old adage, take what you can get. If they're not going to play defense, I'll take it to the hole. What a great move by Xander Wilson. He's got 10. Going to look for an opportunity here to tie his teammate, or tie Stump, who's got 11. Eyes and flies, and that's nothing but net. The old-fashioned three-point play from middle high-energy free throw, and we are 27-22 Harden Northern.
Didn't match the biggest lead for either team tonight, 5 points.
Yep. Stump across. Ooh. Almost lost the handle. Back out top. He takes another trifecta. No good. Rebound comes down to Thomas. Thomas in a hurry. Passes across to Stewart. Back to Thomas. Now they're going to slow down a little bit. 27-22 here, 2:40 to go in the third quarter. On your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN. Foul line jumper, no. That will not go down for Hobson. Rebound pulled down quickly by Stump, and he's in a hurry. The other way, dumps it in the corner, gets the ball back. Kind of look over the defense. Very deliberate, gets the screen, and we got a foul call. That's going to be on Thomas, I do believe. That'll be his third.
His third team, second, 2:20 player in the third quarter, 27-22. Harden on top of Corey Rawson. Jim Hellman, Bob Simmons on your region at 95.3. WKTN.
Sutton will give Thomas a breather here with, as Jim mentioned, 2:20 to go. Three fouls, you probably want to get a breather. In the corner, Stump, way beyond the three in the right corner. Dribbles the ball out top. Very good with handling the ball. Hands it off to Reese. Reese penetrates. Reese to the hole. Reese off the window. Reese for two.
Good, strong move from Carson Reese, the 5'11". Sophomore's in the book. His first 2 points tonight, 27-24 now. Harden's lead down to three.
Hornets won't go away. Here is Wetherill. In the lane, spin move up. No. Rebound comes down. We're going to get that foul, I think, called on Wilson, if I'm guessing.
Collision there, ain't the basket there. 1:50 to go in the third quarter. Second foul on Wilson.
Are they changing it? Okay, they got it.
Yeah, got there eventually. It's okay. All matters. Third team foul on Harden Northern.
1:50 goes, Jim said, 27-24. Into Stump. Stump's played the quarter with three. Has 11 points. tied with the best on the floor, and that's going to be a foul on Hobson.
Yeah, too aggressive there, Bob. A little too handsy for the officials liking there. Really getting after Stump, but.
Yeah, not with his hands in his back. Yeah. They're going to call that. That's the obvious stuff.
It's going to be his third foul, team four. So foul on either team here. The final 1-4 is going to result in two free throws.
Yep. Two players from both teams have three apiece, and that's Hobson and Thomas for the Polar Bears, and Stump and Welty for the Corey Rawson Hornets. Here's Reese. Almost lost the handle. Was able to run it down. Screen. Picks that up. He's double teamed. And that's going to be a foul. That's going to be number three on Wilson. Well, I guess if you don't have three, you're not playing.
And team foul number five, so double bonus now for Corey Rawson. Went to a center player in the third quarter. Hornets are 1-2 from the free throw line tonight.
Mid-Ohio Energy free throw upcoming here for Austin Inbody, the 6-foot sophomore. Takes the one dribble, eyes and flies, and nothing but net. Two out of three now.
Inbody with 3 points now. 27-25. Hornets Creek gives in a bucket.
Out goes Hobson, protecting him for the last 127. Eyes and flies the next one, and that one's no good. Skine for the rebound, Sutton. Andrew, the 6 foot, 4 inch junior, and we got a
Root Lumber timeout by Hard Northern. We're going to get 1-2. 123 to play in the third quarter. It is Hard Northern 27, Corey Rawson 25. We'll be right back.
Since 1917, FLR Insurance Center has been serving the insurance needs of Hardin County. At FLR Insurance Center, we're proud to represent multiple companies to give us options to find the best coverage for your family or business. We can help you select the best coverage to protect your auto, home, farm, business, and life. Give us a call at 419-673-3130. We'd love to evaluate your insurance needs and recommend the best coverage from the best companies like Ohio Mutual. We look forward to serving Hardin County into the future. Best of luck to all area athletes this season.
Hello there, I'm Weston Hellman, and I'm currently a student at Ohio High Point Career Center in the Graphic Media Arts program. Ohio High Point is all about empowering students like me to reach my goals. Ohio High Point is the perfect working environment for any student. The teacher's knowledge combined with the state-of-the-art equipment creates the perfect environment for any professional to grow and learn in. So join me on campus. High school sophomores can now submit their application at www.ohiohighpoint.com/apply. Your journey begins at Ohio High Point Career Center.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Hardin Northern High School. We have 1:23 to go in the quarter. And Stump went out of the game. We were discussing that. Make sure he doesn't pick up his fourth. Too valuable to the team. You can survive him a minute 23. And triggering in is going to be Sutton. Wilson's out there for Hardin Northern. He's got three, too. He'll have to be careful. Quickly ahead it comes to Stewart. Down lane. Nice pass inside that time from Wilson. Then they couldn't catch it. That was a good idea. I thought they had a
great
sure
pass.
Layup.
Just couldn't quite make the connection there. Ball back to the Hornets for the final minute eight here in the third quarter. 27-25. Hardin Northern's lead is two.
Carmider dumps it off to Montgomery. Over to Inbody. 58 seconds to go, as Jim mentioned. 27-25. The Hornets with the rock and trailing. Jumper at the foul line. Nothing but net. We got tie game here. Garmonter buries it.
27 apiece. 45 seconds played in the third quarter. 5-0 run now for the Hornets.
Weatherall quickly ahead. It comes to Newton. He says, let's get rid of it, and gives it to Weatherall. Out top in the hands of Stewart. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Jared Thomas encouraging his troops there, maybe going for the last shot. Out top it goes to Sutton, beyond the three-point, deep in the corner, I guess not. A long three ball in the corner pocket is no good. Taking that time by Wilson. Here comes Corey Rawson quickly the other way. A drive to the hole, and we're going to get a foul on the floor.
Yeah, Bainmer got the rebound, went coast to coast. Picks up a foul on Hardin Northern again in the bonus. The two throws now for Corey Rawson with 12 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Chance for the Hornets to break this 27-all tie.
It's interesting to see the official point to the sidelines, which is the way it used to be last year, because that would have been out of bounds. But we are a middle high energy. A couple tosses here for Blake Bain. Eyes and flies, and it is no good.
2 of 5 now from the free throw line for Corey Rawson.
Second toss for the 5'9 senior. 12.6 seconds to go in the third quarter. We are tied at 27. Blake Bain, eyes and flies, Nothing but net for the Mid-Ohio Energy free throw. Give him five, and Corey Rawson has the lead with 12 seconds to go. In the backcourt, Sutton. They get it quickly ahead. Penetrating. Out top. Here's faking the three. In the corner, jumper. The buzzer will not go. We've played three here. Corey Rawson, 28. Hard Northern, 27. We'll be back.
Hensel Ready Mix offers six locations to serve you. In Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all surrounding area sports teams and wishes them the best of luck this season.
Sheldon Gas Company of Dunkirk is proud of our area athletes. Every athlete is a fine representative of the great talent we have here in Hardin County. Best wishes for a successful year and continued success for the future. Join the thousands who say no to alcohol and substance abuse. Just say no. This message provided by Folks That Care, the Sheldon Gas Company of Dunkirk.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Hardin Northern High School. This quarter brought to you by Roof Law Offices and Andrew Benchek. And what do we have, Jim?
Corey Rawson, 12 of 27 from the floor through three quarters, 1 of 6 from deep. Hardin only goes 11 of 32, 0 of 8 from downtown. Polar Bears plus 6 on the glass, plus 3 in the turnover department. Corey Rawson, 3 of 6 in the free throw line. Hardin 5 of 8.
And Hardin Northern gets the rock first. They got it out top to Stewart. Stewart's playing pitch and catch with Weatherall. Weatherall's looking over this D, dumps it back off to Hobson. Inside pass to Thomas, stolen that time. Good job by Garmotter. Quickly the other way. The layup will not go down. Return shot, no good. Another one taken up is no good by Garmotter, but I think we got a foul call.
Yeah, Kurt Ross doing a nice job there breaking out in transition. Finally getting the two free throws here coming up for Wilson Garmotter.
That's three on Weatherall, so everybody from Hardin Northern has three. See if that plays a factor. Mid-Ohio Energy free throws upcoming. Eyes and flies the first one, and nothing but net for Wilson Garmotter. He has four.
7-0 run now for the Hornets. They were down five. They're up two. We played 30 seconds here in the fourth quarter.
Now they're up three on that Mid-Ohio Energy free throw. 30-27. Game is back and forth like a chess match. Ball inbounded to Weatherill. He's playing pitch, and they get it quickly ahead. Then a pass down low. Here's Wilson to the hole. Scoop. No. Rebound pulled down strongly by Garmotter. He'll bring it up the court. This Corey Rawson Hornets have the lead 30-27. Entering the fourth quarter here. Out top in the hands of Montgomery. He dumps it off to Stump. Stump gets the screen. Stump takes the jumper. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. Going to belong to Hardin Northern. We will tell you there is a Domino's question of the game. First correct caller, 419-675-2355. You're going to get a large one-item pizza from Domino's. Please listen to the radio after we go off the air, and the question will be asked, and hope you win that. Quickly ahead, Hardin Northern gets it. Loose on the floor and stolen yet again by Hardin Northern. Bain got that one. Good defense.
Yeah, Corey Rawson forcing two turnovers the first three trips the fourth quarter.
And a turnaround jumper is no good that time by Garmotter. Rebound pulled down quickly by Weatherall, and he's in a hurry. Then backs it out top. Resets it. Left side.
6.5 and going this one, 30-27. Corey Ross on top of Hardin Northern.
Trying to look inside was Thomas. They didn't have it. Here's another trifecta, Ace Hardware, and no good. Rebound comes down, goes out of bounds, and they're going to stay with Hardin Northern. Boy, I'll tell you, Thomas went after that, and he got kind of bumped a little bit.
Yeah, Corey Rawson folks aren't happy with the call. Maybe it was the last touch by Hardin Northern, but it might have been one of those. We didn't call the foul on the hip check, so we're going to keep the ball, because that's what that was. Again, just trying to keep a guy away from getting the basketball, but I thought there was a little bit of a contact.
And
anyway, root lumber timeout by Corey Rawson. We'll keep it here, and the ball is going to stay with the Polar Bears. 30-27. Not a lot of scoring, Bob, and I guess I'm going to make
It's not an up and down the court. We're putting it in the hole. You're exactly right.
I was gonna say it's the cliche, but boy, if somebody can just get hot here, Bob, for 5 minutes, you can really take over this ball game.
Yeah, and Hardin Northern's still trying to take those three, but they're still 0 of whatever. Oh no, they made one. My apologies.
Hey, Corey Ross is 1-6. Hard Norris 0-9.
Yeah, that's awful. So, Hard Northern, after the Root Lumber timeout, will trigger it in. There, Wilson will do that right down in front of us here at beautiful Hard Northern High School. Inbounded to Newton, or excuse me, to Wetherill. Across to Stewart. Deep in the corner, then they go inside. It's knocked out of bounds. We'll tell you there will be a couple players of the game. Root Lumber player of the game for the home team, which is Hard Northern. And a glazed over at Kenton player of the game. That'll be for the Corey Rawson Hornets. Official talking to Hard Northern there. They will trigger it in. Good job that time by Wilson. Gets it in quickly. Gets the ball back. Kind of a neat play. You take the ball out, dump it out to your wingman. He dumps it right back to you, except the ball went out of bounds. Turnover for Hard Northern. They've had a few here lately.
Yeah, Hard Northern had four turnovers the first half. Six through three quarters of turnover three times here in their first four trips to the fourth quarter.
Not a good thing. Reese, pressure in the backcourt. Stump. Hands it off, and Garmeyer says, I'll bring it down. And he's going to have two jump on him. They do get across. That's 10 seconds. That's good defense by Hard Northern.
Yeah, a lack of awareness as well from Corey Ross, which comes from that good defense by pressuring there of, hey, you know, you're being delivered, you're working up, next thing you know, 10 seconds go by.
And you get no help to bring the ball up.
I was going to say, Coach Thomas getting thrown out to the team, hey, you got to come, got to help him out. Again, one guy going one-on-one, trying to avoid the run and jump, and next thing you know, the clock ticks, it's a turnover. Corey Ross is going 2-3 zone this trip.
That's interesting.
It's the first time we've seen that tonight.
Yep. I mean, people play zone more, do they? See a little 1-3-1 a little more often, but not 2-3. Inside they go, turn around, pass in the corner, then back out top to Stewart. Across to Hobson. Tries to pass inside, and that was not a good pass because it's knocked away by Reese. Yet another turnover by the Hard, and then a turnover, a dribble off his foot. Stump dribbled that right off his foot. Wow.
Turn number 11 for Corey Ross. Hard Northern's got 10.
Pretty even. 30-27, the Hornets with the lead, and Hard Northern with the rock. There's Wetherill. Inbounded, has the rock out top. 2-3 zone, as Jim said. They're still playing it. Here's Hobson. Skips right side deep in the corner to Stewart on the right side. Back out top in the hands of Wetherill. 5-11 to go. 30-27. Hard Northern trying to look for a good look here. Penetrating and no shots taken. And almost a jump ball, and it is a jump ball. Great job again by Bain.
Yeah, again, Corey Ross did a real good job of gumming up that half-court offense of Hard Northern right now. The Bulldogs is having a hard time finding anything easy right now. Fourth quarter, 0-2 from the floor, five turnovers for the Polar Bears are now 11 of 34 from the field with 11 turnovers. That being said, they're in the ball game, Bob, because they're defending real well. They're holding Corey Ross at 12 of 31 shooting.
Yep, you're exactly right. Here is Garmeyer. He will bring it this time without any problem. Out top it comes to Reese. Reese penetrating. Dumps it back off. Bain did a good job of stepping to the ball and get that one, or they're going to steal the other way. Dumps it off to Garmeyer. Stumps kind of luring down in the box. They got to keep their eye on him. Left side it goes. Deep in the corner, being very deliberate and almost a steal by Hard Northern. Good hands that time by Stewart.
Yeah, great job getting by the way your talk. Get that hand out there in the passing lane. He batted away. Just stayed with Corey Ross. But nice job off the ball by there by Mason Stewart.
Yep. One of those deflections, which is now a statistic they keep that we didn't used to. So they will trigger in on the left side of us, down in front of the student body from Hard Northern. Out top it comes to Garmeyer, being very deliberate with 4:21 to go. Spinning. Here's Stump. We'll see what he does. He's got three. Out top it comes to Bain.
A lot of contact off the ball. Yeah, yeah. Boy, yeah, it's going to be on
Hard
Northern.
They're going to call him now.
Yeah, I guess there was a lot of banging back and forth between a couple players there. And
that's going to be on Wilson, and that's number four. Like I said, four guys had three. Now one has four.
4:08 to go on this one. 30-27. Corey Ross with the lead and the ball.
You wonder how the foul trouble is going to play. Quickly inbounded. Does Stump get it in? But they're not going to be in a super hurry here. Garmeyer brings it back out top. Gets it to Stump. Stump's going to do something with it. Leaning in. Jumper won't go, but he's gone to the line. That's going to be number four on Hobson. We got some serious foul trouble here.
Yeah, nice sequence out of the out of bounds, posting up stump and drawing the two middle hires the free throws. Corey Russ now 4 of 8 from the free throw line. Two tosses coming up here.
Mid-Ohio, as you said, Jim, Stump looking for points 12 and 13. He eyes and flies and in and out.
I wonder Ross for checking in there for
Hobson.
Hard rolling for Hobson, the 6 foot junior.
You take out one of the guys with four. They still got one on the floor. That'd be Wilson. Second toss. He eyes and flies, and that one's no good. Mid-Ohio Energy. Rebound pulled down by Cooper Thomas.
Give him 9 of those to lead everybody.
And Corey Rawson will do 2-2-1 there to kind of slow down Hardin Northern.
3:51 to go in this one, 30-27. Corey Rawson lead, Hardin with the basketball.
Triggering in right down below us is Xander Wilson. He says, take care of it, Weatherall, and he's got it. Out top, shading left side, he goes to Stewart. Stewart has no fouls. He's one of the lucky guys. Gets the ball back, does Weatherall. He has 3. Goes deep in the corner, almost lost that time by Rossifer. He gets it back. He takes the trifecta. Nothing but net. The first 3 for the Polar Bears. Ace Hardware, and that one's buried, and we're tied at 30.
Christian Rossifer off the bench, comes in, knocks down the 3-ball to tie it.
And then we got a layup on the other end by Reese. Corey Rawson answers with the 32-30 lead.
Yeah, did a great job breaking the press, turning into a layup.
Yep. Here's Weatherall. Gets it deep in the corner. Back out top to Rossifer. He shot that confidently, didn't he? Wind that up and boom. Here's Stewart. Left side out. It comes to Rossifer. They're kind of keeping their eye on him now. Deep in the corner it goes to Thomas. Thomas penetrates. Thomas jump stop. And Thomas does a good job of picking up the foul.
2:50 to go on this one in regulation. It's Corey Rawson 32, Hardin 30. Team foul number 2 on Corey Rawson.
See who that one's on. That's number 4 on Welty. A lot of guys with 4.
First team foul on Corey Rawson.
Inbounded quickly. Thomas off the window. No. Rebound pulled down by Corey Rawson's Reese. Quickly ahead the other way does Garmotter. To the lane, the shooter, no. But he's fouled, and he's going to go to the line. He just made 2 this quarter. We'll see if he can make these 2 Mid-Ohio Energy free throws.
Yeah, Corey Ross had 6 free throws through 3 quarters. He got in the free throw line now 6 times here in the fourth quarter, being more aggressive.
A couple tosses here from Mid-Ohio Energy for Wilson Garmotter, the 6'2 senior. Takes the one dribble, eyes and flies, and nothing but net. He is perfect at the line in the fourth quarter, 3 for 3.
Give him 6 points now, 33-30 lead for the Hornets.
Mid-Ohio Energy free throw. He lets that spin, one dribble, eyes and flies, and buries yet another one.
Root Lumber timeout by Corey Rawson. We'll take 1-2, 2:40 to play in this one. It's now Corey Rawson, 34, Hardin Northern 30. We'll be right back.
Twirl in downtown Kenton, your premier shop for all things class. Let us be a part of your dream wedding. Our large selection of size-inclusive gowns will guarantee that you find one that you will love. And to tie things together, we also have tuxedos and bridesmaids dresses. For our younger customers, we offer homecoming, prom, and ball gowns. Follow us on all social media platforms to learn more today. Twirl is a proud supporter of WKTN Sports.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you. In Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 and Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of the Kenton Wildcats basketball teams and wishes them the best of luck this season.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Hardin Northern High School in this excellent basketball game. After that Root Lumber timeout, Hardin Northern gets it inbounded. There is 2:40 to go, and they're down by 4. Timeout taking that time, and this 2-2-1 is slowing down Hardin Northern. Skip pass ahead. Pass down low, shot put up. Won't go that time by Rostifer. He had was that point-blank range. Here's Garmotter. And a nice pass from Thomas. Out top, dribbles between his legs. Garmotter dumps
Here's the thing, getting about 14 fouls on Hardin Northern. They want to be aggressive down by 4, but can't get too ticky-tack out there on the perimeter and give Corey Rawson two free throws.
Here's Stump, loses the handle, goes to the floor, and we got a jump ball, I do believe.
Yeah,
it. No,
we'll,
we got a timeout.
We'll give you a timeout for Corey Rawson. They've got one left out of that Rutlumber timeout. We'll take one, too. 2:07 to go in this one. It is Corey Rawson 34, Hard Northern 30. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Hard Northern High School in this basketball game. We have a 34-30 lead for the Corey Rawson Hornets.
Kenton leading a lead of 16-9 after one quarter.
Good.
Stephen Piper with 8 points for the Wildcats in their Western Buckeye League opener, one quarter in at Kenton High School here, as you mentioned, Bob. Winding down here in the fourth quarter.
Yes, it is.
Interesting how Corey Rawson called that timeout to keep possession. They just got the one left at this point.
Yeah.
With 2:07 to go. This one, again, the ball was loose, and Al Thomas calls the timeout.
Yeah.
You have to
try
and keep possession here. Again, you don't want to burn that timeout, Bob. You really want the basketball. You're 2:07 to go.
And jumper in the left corner. Nothing but net. Big shot by Garmonter, give him seven. That was a big shot.
10 points now for Garmonter, 37-30. First Ace Hardware three-pointer made for Corey Rawson tonight.
Cross the time, gets it down quickly inside. Out top in the hands of Wilson. Down the lane, skips it in the corner, and we got a block called.
Hard Northern led 27-22 midway through the third quarter. Since then, the Hornets have gone a 15-8 run.
That was a big three in the corner.
15-3 run, excuse me. I was going to say, yeah, opening up here to a 7-point advantage, 1:47 to play in the fourth quarter. Second team foul on Corey Rawson.
And I think Welty just fouled out of
the
game.
The fifth foul on Welty.
He'll leave with 2 points on the night, so he becomes the first victim that has four fouls to leave the game. Hardner will trigger in under their own basket. They need to score here and score rather rapidly. Stewart. Get a good look and get whatever they can get here. And with 1:42 to go, down by seven. Inside they go. Here's Wilson. Dumps across left side. Can't get a look. Thomas has got it. Thomas spinning at the foul line. Jumper off the window. No. Got his own rebound. Put it back up. No. But he'll go to the line.
A little mineral energy free throws coming out here for Cooper Thomas. 9 points, 10 rebounds for Cooper. Approaching a double-double here. If he can knock down one of his free throws, it's a second foul on Wilson Garmonter, third on the Hornets as a team.
Opportunity here, as Jim said. Cooper Thomas eyes and flies and nothing but net for that middle high energy free throw. Give him 10. Second opportunity yet to look for point number 11 with the clock stop. That's when you want to score. 37-31, eyes and flies and nothing but net. And the buzzer sounds and give him 11 and it's a 6-point game.
Yeah, two big free throws there, 37-32, Rutlumber timeout by Hard Northern. We'll get one, too. Corey Rawson, 37, Hard Northern, 32. We'll be right back.
Opta Health Physical Therapy is locally owned and operated since 2001 and is here to help you get back to doing what you love. Our team of expert physical therapists provide one-on-one individualized treatment plans to help you recover and return to normal life. From sport injuries to chronic pain, Opta Health has the experience and knowledge to help you feel your best. Take the first steps towards being pain-free and schedule an appointment today. Stop in or visit us at optahealth.org. Opta Health wishes all area athletes a great season this year and are here if you need us. Call to learn about our free screens.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Hard Northern High School after that Root Lumber timeout.
Over at Wapakoneta right now, it's Colin White 15, Wapakoneta 11 at the half.
Ooh, that's a closer game than
I
expected.
Yeah, exactly.
And
Colin White has 15, Bob. The rest the rest of the Titans have 15, too.
So wow.
It's 30-11. It's not a close game.
Yeah.
My point is Colin White's outscored Wapakoneta.
Wow.
He's the Ohio State product.
Signee.
Heading to the Buckeyes. He's a good one. Bob and I have
yes,
seen him.
He is.
He's got 15, and Wapakoneta's got 11.
Seen him play and down and date in the state tournament
yes,
a few
sir.
times. Inbound it quickly. Hard Northern does get it inbound to Garmonter. Hard Northern expanding a lot of people in the backcourt. They're going to get another 10-second call. Oh, we don't have anybody to fill in for there. Quickly ahead. We got a layup coming up. No, he's going to take the jumper outside. That's not a good move. Should have taken to the hole. Here comes Hard Northern the other way. To the hole. The layup up and in by Thomas. Give him 13.
37-34. 105 to play in this one. Hard Northern creeps back into it.
In the backcourt, Stump. And he falls down. And we're going to get a foul call.
Deal. He slips and falls now again. Officials say he was bumped, which is why he slipped. Yeah. Coach Thomas there from Jared Thomas from Hardrun thinks it was because the court has perspiration. So anyway, bottom line is two free throws coming out here for Corey Rawson. 59.9 seconds left here in regulation. Corey Rawson 37, Hardrun 34. Two throws coming out here for Preston Stump, the 6'2 junior. Got 11 points to lead Corey Rawson.
He eyes and flies and nothing but net. A little surprised that Peckman didn't take it in closer to the basket. There wasn't anybody around him. A little high percentage shot, but he chose to stop and jump and missed it. And he took him. He'll get a little breather on the side. Stump with the second opportunity here. Eyes and flies, and that one goes down. Two big free throws for the 6'2 junior.
He's got 13 now. It's a five-point lead for Corey Rawson. 54 seconds in counting to play in this one. 39-34, Hornets on top.
Hard Northern pressing here. Across it comes. Here's dribbling in the lane. Passes off. They still not getting anything off here. They got to get a shot here with 43 seconds to go. Here's Thomas trying to make something happen. Elbow jumper. No. Rebound pulled down by Stump. You don't want to foul him. In the backcourt. The ball's loose and stolen. Stewart gets it. And then stolen right back by Stump. Stump with a driving hoop and he gets it to go. Stump with another big play.
15 points and a seven-point lead now for Corey Rawson. Final 15 ticks in this one.
Outside, then they take the long jumper, and that trifecta is no good. Rebound comes down to, to Corey Rawson in the backcourt. Here is Garmotter. They're going to win this basketball game. Across the timeline, 41-34. And this is the final. Corey Rawson wins 41-34. We'll be back.
The LW Boutique in Kenton is your spot for fashion-forward clothing at an affordable price. Located above Twirl, the LW offers a large selection of styles and even personal shopper and styling services. You can find many styling tips and outfit previews on our social media pages and events that we are hosting. Visit us online or stop in for a personal experience in downtown Kenton. The LW is a proud supporter of sports on WKTN.
HSLC is a proud supporter of Hardin County area teams. Today's athletes are tomorrow's leaders. The hard work that our athletes put in to perfect their skills will carry over to their adult life and make Hardin County even better. Thank you, area athletes.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
HSLC, infinite opportunities.
In the year 1901, New York became the first state to require automobile license plates. The first Nobel Peace Prize ceremony was held in Sweden, and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group was founded. At the FLR Insurance Agency, we're proud to represent Ohio Mutual, a company with more than a century of experience. We can help you select the best coverage to help you protect your auto, home, farm, or business. Give us a call at FLR Insurance Center. We'd love to evaluate your insurance needs and recommend the best coverage from the best companies like Ohio Mutual. Since 1901, keeping promises that secure dreams.
Are you passionate about engineering? Looking for a career shift? Then join the incredible staff at Ohio High Point Career Center as a high school engineering teacher. Help shape the engineers of tomorrow and open doors to endless possibilities. As the demand for skilled technicians continues to rise, Ohio High Point needs you to train the next generation of engineers, IT, and cybersecurity leaders. You'll enjoy an industry-leading benefits package, salary, and tuition reimbursement as you make a difference in students' lives. Start the next chapter of your career and apply at ohiohighpoint.com.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Hardin Northern High School in the Cessna Transport postgame show. Well, Corey Rawson at the end put it together. They come away with the 41-34 victory over Hardin Northern.
Yeah, made more plays, Bob, down the stretch than Hardin Northern. Again, Polar Bears led 27-22 in the third quarter, and Corey Ross put together a little bit of a run there, took control of the ball game, led by a point in the fourth quarter, and again, it was a rock fight all night between both teams. And Corey Rawson made a couple more plays, had a big three out of a timeout. We talked about it, Bob. You know, Corey Rawson, Coach Al Thomas there calls his fourth timeout to keep possession of the ball, 2:07 to go, almost one. And I was a little concerned about that. But, boy, right out of the timeout, Bob, they ran a nice play. Got open three-pointer for Wilson Garmadon, knocks it down. Now it's a seven-point game, and the Bulldogs are really chasing their tail the rest of the way.
Yeah.
Corey Rawson goes 15-35 from the floor, 2-7 from downtown. Hard Northern goes 13-41, 1-11 from deep. 27-22 edge of the Polar Bears on the board. You got 10 rebounds from Cooper Thomas, lead everybody for Hard Northern. 6 rebounds for Xander Wilson, 5 for Landon Wetherill. For Corey Rawson, 5 rebounds each for Wilson Garmadon and Preston Stump. 12 turnovers for Hard Northern, 12 for Corey Rawson. For the Polar Bears, it was when they had them, 6 in the fourth quarter. And then from the free throw line, Hard Northern goes 7-10. Corey Rawson goes 9-14.
Let's look at the scoring tonight for the Hornets, who improved to 2-1 and 1-0 in the Northwest Central Conference. They had 2, 4, 6, 7 people score. 2 points apiece by Dakota Peckman and also Grant Weldy. 3 points tonight by Austin Inbody. 4 points tonight from Carson Reese. 7 tonight for Blake Bame. 2 in double figures. 10 points by Wilson Garmadon, the 6'2" senior. And leading them in scoring in our glazed over player of the game is Preston Stump. And in that fourth quarter, he did some big things. He ends the night with 15 big points.
We talked about their offense was different for Corey Rawson when he was on the floor versus when he was on the bench, and definitely showed a lot of leadership there in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and you know what, Jim? He did a good job of playing with 3 fouls.
Yes, he did. Managed the foul situation very well.
For the Hard Northern Polar Bears, who fall to 1-3 on the season, 0-1 in the Northwest Central Conference, they have 5 people score. 4 points tonight by Nolan Hobson. 3 points tonight by Christian Rostifer. 6 points tonight for Landon Wetherall. And he did a good job tonight with his 6 and 2 in double figures. Xander Wilson, he was able to put in tonight 11 points. And our Root Lumber player of the game is Cooper Thomas, the 6'1 senior. He had 13 points.
Yeah, played well, Bob, on the glass. The double-double, 13 points, 10 rebounds. He's very active both ends of the floor. And he gets your player of the game honors there for the whole Hard Northern Polar Bears.
Well, we'll send it back to the station. We'll be back with final words after these.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situations change? Hi, I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. When we work together, we'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals, and we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 419-673-0937. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
And welcome back for the final time to Hard Northern High School. We will tell you in the varsity game. Corey Rawson comes away with the win 41-34 in the two-quarter JV game. Corey Rawson also won that 14-8. I'd like to thank Jim Holman for always a great job. And Kelton back at Stadium Station, this is Bob Simmons saying good night, everybody.
That was regional basketball action on WKTN. Your sponsors, Edward Jones, Kyle Johnston, FLR Insurance Center, Hensel Ready Mix, HSLC, McCullough Industries, Middlefield Bank, Ohio High Point Career Center, OptiHealth, West Federal Credit Union, Stillwater Metal, The Little Chicago Room, The LW by Twirl, Sheldon Gas, Cessna Transports, Roof Law Office with Andrew Benchick, Twirl, Mid-Ohio Energy, and Superior Credit Union. Be sure to stick around for the Domino's Question of the Game.